Isn't it good to have a friend to go with us with whom we can banter back and forth the ideals that we're thinking and that we are planning to do? The Apostle Paul is one of those. In Romans chapter 6, he includes himself among the number who began a new way of life. He asked the question, and the plural forms of the pronoun show that he includes himself. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. For how shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not be enslaved or serve sin. Did you notice the plural pronouns that Paul used here in Romans chapter 6 in reference to his new walk of life and their new walk of life and how it was the same? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We, he says, began a new way of life. He includes himself with the brethren at Rome in the same salvation journey. Now, I know a lot of people these days talk about just faith for salvation, but at the same time, these examples here show us Paul's concern for the people, how they would live not going back to the old ways of sin, but in that new journey of life. This is Robert Rawson for the Crockett Church of Christ, inviting you to our services on Sundays 9:30, 10:30, and 6, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can hear this message again at CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com.